Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Yeah, there's a couple of different angles to the coronavirus story across the papers this morning, in particular the broadsheets today. But the story that caught my eye is the front of the Irish Times this morning. And it's a new report that's out this morning warning that COVID-19 could overwhelm Irish intensive care units. This is the warning from the European Centre for Disease Control, the ECDC. And it says that our ability here in Ireland to treat coronavirus patients in intensive care could be the quickest to be overwhelmed right across Europe. And when you look into the details of the report, which are inside and on the front page of the Irish Times this morning, the report notes that Ireland's intensive care facilities can cope with about 5.6, but just about 5 people in every 100,000 needing to be hospitalised, which is the lowest level in Europe, according to the ECDC. And its estimate is based on a scenario of about, say, 18% of hospitalised patients requiring ICU care, as happened, for instance, in Lombardy during Italy's outbreak. And the next most vulnerable country is the UK, which can cope with about 6.7 cases per 100,000. Now, this particular report, the modelling, is based on official figures from the ICU capacity here in this country, and it doesn't take account of actions taken to try and increase the capacity, say, for instance, that we've noted here within recent weeks. And when asked about this last night, about the provision of intensive care facilities, the Health Service Executive's Chief Clinical Officer, Dr. Colm Henry, said that extensive preparations had been made to increase our ICU provision in the Republic of Ireland, that the baseline capacity, for instance, of 220 beds has now been increased to about 500, and a further capacity was also available through the provision of ICU-type care outside of acute hospital settings, for instance, like your private hospitals across the country. And the European Centre for Disease Control also said that if the pandemic remains on its current course without strong countermeasures and also a surge capacity enacted, there is a high probability, it notes in the report this morning, that many EU and EEA countries will experience demands that far exceed the currently available ICU capacity. That's a story I've no doubt you're going to be hearing much more about this morning, the intensive care units and the provision and capacity of them here in the Republic of Ireland. The other story, again, dominating the papers, something that emerged actually 2 days ago at the press conference, and this is the change to the testing criteria. The Irish Independent reporting this morning that the 40,000 patients who were due to receive a COVID-19 test in the past, who were notified by their doctor that they were to get one within the past week, plunged into confusion after learning that they won't be eligible now for the test under new criteria. They must still behave, though, as if they have the virus, self-isolate at home for 14 days, and other members then of their household will have to restrict their movements too. Now, the GPs were only informed yesterday morning that the health service was abandoning the previous test strategy, and this tightening of the regulations around testing will mean now that the doctors will only refer a patient for a swab test if you have a fever and also a respiratory symptom. So maybe if you have a cough or a shortness of breath, as well as the fever. And they will all have to fall in specific groups too, including things like maybe an underlying illness or if you're a health worker. And the new approach by the health executives, which follows on from the World Health Organization advice adapted to the Irish situation, came as two more people died from the coronavirus yesterday. A man with no known underlying illness, according to the Irish Independent, and also a woman, both from the east of the country. If you're just joining us this morning, we heard last night a further 235 people tested positive for the coronavirus yesterday, and our total here in the Republic of Ireland is now 1,564. The Irish Examiner leading this morning with the thousands of Irish people who are battling to try and get home now amidst the biggest shutdown in global aviation since the dawn of the commercial flight due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney quoted in the front of the Irish Examiner this morning saying that his department was working on solutions with airlines and governments in the impacted areas to try to get about 2,000 Irish people now home from 86 countries across the world. But he also said the matter was complex, it was challenging, and it's going to take time. But he said that it was being worked on around the clock. And he said this is because the world is witnessing what The Department of Foreign Affairs is described as the biggest shutdown in global aviation. Officials also say they are doing all they can to get Irish people home, but they admit the situation is worse than anything that they've ever experienced. Quoted in the front of the paper, "We have never seen anything like it before." More on that story comes from Simon Coveney, front page of the Irish Examiner this morning. That's who we want to hear from today. If you have a family member who's one of those 2,000 people stuck in one of the 86 countries abroad trying to get home at the moment due to this COVID-19 outbreak, we want to hear from you this morning. Let us know your stories. You can get us on 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. You can also get us on Twitter this morning at @BreakfastNT. The other story that you're going to be hearing more about today too, and it's on the front of the Irish Examiner, emerged yesterday. This is the Gardaí now urging people to report any incident of people coughing at them, spitting at them. You're now been asked by the Gardaí to go and actually report those particular incidents. The guards say that they will treat these cases extremely seriously, and rightly so as well, I think, given the situation that we're in and the seriousness of this pandemic. Anyone engaging in that sort of behaviour, you know, coughing at people deliberately or spitting at them, it's disgusting, and it falls absolutely, I think, within the parameters of the Public Order Act. The guards saying that they could potentially face prosecution and get a criminal record. And there's more on that story, front page of the Irish Examiner this morning. Just on that today, interesting as well, the Irish Times reporting on that point that the guards are to be issued with controversial spit hoods to place over suspects' faces during the coronavirus crisis. These are going to be like a plastic device, and they've been criticised by human rights groups in the UK, though, where they're widely deployed by other police forces as dangerous and degrading, according to some human rights organisations. But the Garda has ordered 16,000 of these particular spit hoods, which cover the entire face of the person that's been detained, and it'll stop them from spitting at the guards, coughing at them, and also biting officers. We're interested in hearing from the guards this morning, if you're tuned into us. What's your view on the idea of being issued with the controversial spit hoods? I'm sure that's something that you would support. You can let us know this morning on Twitter at @BreakfastNT. Also, inside some of the papers this morning, with all the spare time people have at the minute, we want to hear from people, like, what are you doing with all this free time now that you're working from home and maybe finishing up that little bit earlier? You don't have the commute, so you have a little bit more free time. But if you're doing DIY at home, there is a orthopaedic surgeon is urging people to avoid these major DIY projects at the minute and possible injuries until the health service overcomes the COVID-19 outbreak. This is Dr. Aaron Glynn, who's an orthopaedic surgeon at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda, and he's warning people who find themselves at home because of COVID-19 restrictions not to attempt dangerous work or DIY products, because he said there's now been numerous attendances at under pressure trauma centres over DIY related injuries, especially things like falls from ladders. So try to stay away from any of the dangerous DIY jobs. Also, inside, just one final coronavirus story for this morning, inside the Independent, again with the spare time you have, Mary McCarthy has a great opinion piece in the Independent this morning. It's too easy to forget during the crisis that we're in a lockdown and not a lock-in. She's right. Many people, of course, reporting now in some of the retail outlets a surge in home buying of booze, as people are staying at home and not going out and socialising. You can let us know your view on that this morning too. To some of the other stories, though, that you are going to be talking about today, the coronavirus may have allowed for a breakthrough in talks to form a new government, because Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil reported this breakthrough in talks in a new government yesterday. Both sides expecting negotiations on a new administration to accelerate in the coming weeks now. In this agreed statement issued by both parties last night, they said that they had a productive meeting yesterday afternoon and they agreed the need to form a strong, stable government that will help Ireland recover after the post-COVID-19 crisis. More on that story really inside all of the broadsheets, as you heard Shane mention it there a few moments ago. We'll have more on that coming up on News Talk Breakfast just after 7. The story that caught my eye as well this morning, somebody who gets up early and goes to bed far too late, it's a piece inside the Mirror on page 21 of the paper this morning, and it reports that going to bed just 30 minutes later than your normal bedtime can actually damage your heart. This is a new study out that shows hitting the bed late raises your resting heart rate and can damage your cardiovascular health. It's university researchers at in Notre Dame Research in Indiana in the US analysed information from 557 students, their fitness trackers over a 4-year period. And they found that the people who went to sleep after their normal time had a higher rise in their resting heart rate. And the study lead professor also said that even if you get 7 hours of sleep a night, if you're not going to bed at the same time each night, not only does it actually affect your resting heart rate and allow for that to increase while you're sleeping, but it then carries into the next day as well. And the study has been published in the journal Nature too, and there's more on that story, page 21 of the Mirror this morning. Also in the Times UK this morning, too much salt can weaken parts of the immune system. According to this research, it shows that important immune cells suffered when people were put on a high salt diet, suggesting that they would be less able to fight off bacterial infections. And this research has been published in the Science Translational Medicine study, and it's suggesting the relationship between salt and the immune system is much more complicated than had been previously thought. To investigate its effects, 10 men and 10 women spent a week eating an additional 6 grams of salt every single day. More on page 24 of the Times UK this morning. Just also, we might go back to the coronavirus, because an interesting story reporting in New York and in the UK. Divorce inquiries surging in New York from isolating couples. This is in the Telegraph this morning. There's been a 50% rise in inquiries from quarantine-weary and financially stressed couples in New York. And also in the UK, divorce lawyers revealing inquiries have surged because wealthy clients are rushing settlements now through before their assets are devalued. And online search has increased by 150% as relationships crumble under the stress of lockdown. This is divorce lawyers as well in England reporting this huge surge in inquiries since the UK was put in lockdown to tackle coronavirus. Laura Nasser, who's a senior associate family lawyer at the Manches Cooper law firm, said that they had been contacted by a number of high net worth clients who had previously stayed in unhappy marriages due to the financial loss that they might suffer if they were to leave them.
Breakfast briefing on News Talk.